This is Figuring It Out, a podcast by Pool House New York and hosted by me, Andrew. In this podcast, we're going to dig a little deeper on the topics we discuss on Instagram. I hope you tag along for the ride. I have a feeling it's going to be a good one. In this episode, I want to talk about hope. I think hope is an incredibly beautiful thing. I think it's what helps us have the confidence to keep going sometimes. It helps us to know that things will work out in the end. But hope is also something we need to be careful with, because sometimes it can mislead us. Sometimes we convince ourselves that certain things need to happen in order for us to be happy. Sometimes we wish that our kids will become doctors or lawyers, or we hope that we get a certain job promotion or become executives at the companies we work at, or maybe we're hoping that the politician we're rooting for gets elected. We hope for these things because we've convinced ourselves that these things need to happen, that this is the right path for us and for the people we love. But in actuality, we don't know what the right path is. The future is something that's going to surprise us. It's going to show us things we never even knew were even things. And it's important to remember this, because if we don't, then we'll misuse hope. We'll use it as a means to become dissatisfied with where we are, as a means to distract us from the present moment. But it doesn't have to be that way. There's another kind of hope. There's one where you know things will work out, but that they'll probably work out in unexpected ways, in ways you can't even imagine right now. Lately, I've been grappling with my own hopes. I have a little brother. My little brother is someone who I care about deeply, and he's about to graduate college soon, and he's about to decide on where he wants to go to grad school, and he's going through a lot of changes right now. There's a lot of uncertainty in the air. What is he going to do next? And I found myself hoping that he gets into certain schools or that he finds a specific path, but I need to remind myself, I need to catch myself and realize that none of these single paths have to happen. He will find his own way. He's a smart and beautiful kid. Things will work out, probably not in the way I expect or even the way he expects. That's just how life is, and that's okay. But in the end, everything will work out. Things will happen the way they were meant to happen. And I think this is just an important framework to keep in mind with all aspects of our life. I think in everything we do, it's important to remember that there's so much we don't know. Things don't have to go according to our plan. Our plan is just a blueprint. It's just to set us off in a direction to go somewhere. This doesn't mean that goals and ambitions aren't important. Goals and ambitions are incredibly important. Often, they are the things that set us off on our journey. Without them, we might never have begun. They start the engines inside of us that may have otherwise stayed dormant. But we must never forget that these are just blueprints. These are just milestones that are subject to change. They are milestones that will change. We'll discover new things about ourselves and about the world, and that'll take us down roads that we never knew were even there. And I just wanted to remind all of us about that. I just wanted to define hope for us, because I think hope is an incredibly powerful and beautiful thing when used properly. I think it can start the fires inside of us. It can give us the confidence to do the things we imagined we would. But But at the same time, we must not convince ourselves that a certain path has to happen, because the future will surprise us in endless ways. That's just how it works. Our only job is to find peace in this not knowing. It is to stand with confidence at the crossroad between what we think our lives will be and the eternal unknown. If you're enjoying this podcast, I want to invite you to subscribe to my newsletter. I'll be going into more detail on some of the things I talk about here and on Instagram. Links to the newsletter will be in the description. Music for this episode was composed by Harold Malcolm. You can follow him on Instagram @HaroldMalcolm. I hope you all have a great rest of your day. Bye.